And in fact, let me tell you how I became Alfred Langer again.
Let me just ask you this question, though. If the German officers found out that you were a Jewish boy there, that family could have been really severely punished.
Yeah, they could have been killed, because that was a crime.
So they were taking a huge risk in protecting you?
They were taking a risk, yes. But I spoke perfect Polish, despite the fact that we spoke German at home. But you know, a little kid learns languages fast. I couldn't do it today.
So at that point, it was Polish and German you were speaking as an 8-year-old boy?
Yes.
Can you tell us anything more about the family? They were a Catholic family?
I remember very little about the family. I remember there was a young couple, and there was an older woman. I don't know whether it was his or her mother, but I called her Babka. Babka means like grandma. And like I said, I don't recall them really mistreating me.
Didn't Jewish boys had a tougher time passing themselves off than girls?
I'm glad you touched on that. Yes, much tougher. And you know why?
Why?
Because at that time, only Jewish boys were circumcised. So that was a dad giveaway.
Yeah.
That's why I learned early never to disrobe in front of the other boys.
Did you really feel the fear as an 8 and 9 and 10-year-old boy that you were a Jewish boy being protected from harm? Did you feel that sense?
No, I don't recall really after I established my new identity feeling fear, except that I would never admit to being Jewish, because I knew that if I did that, I was a goner.
So then that was the fear that drove
it, right? That was the fear in the back of my mind, but I didn't live in constant fear.
Nor did you know the Holocaust was going on. You couldn't imagine that as a young boy.
No. I knew that Jews were being targeted.
Okay.
And anti-Semitism was rampant in Poland for the simple reason that Poland had more Jews than any other country in Europe. 10% of the Polish population was Jewish. It's always exponential. Anti-Semitism becomes stronger the more Jews you have. For instance, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, there's very little anti-Semitism because there are only about 1,800 Jews in the whole city of Tulsa. So there's very little of it.
Yeah.